Alkaloid weed is a challenge in tree nut orchard crops, and it's a hardy plant and very difficult to control. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. James Schaefer is a second-year grad student at California State University, Fresno, and for the last 5 years, he's been working with weed advisor Kurt Hembree. Schaefer probably knows more about alkaloid weed than anyone in the world because there's very little in the literature about it. And even though it's called alkaloid weed, it's not classified yet as a weed. And one thing for certain, this is a tough plant to control.
Yes, it seems to be tough to control so far. Traditional chemical herbicides have merely just suppressed it for a few weeks and the plant bounces right back. We're seeing regrowth within 2 to 3 weeks of chemical application. Upon digging up plants, it seems that they have a really extensive root system underneath the ground. It is in the same family as field bindweed and has a similar root structure, develops a long taproot and also grows lateral root systems that produce new buds that end up surfacing and becoming new plants in the field. This plant does propagate through seed, but we tend to believe that growers are spreading this plant through their field with their tractors, but we do not know that for sure.
Schaefer is now trying to figure out how this plant works.
Its biology, its ecology, to really help develop control strategies. So my approach for my thesis work is to develop data on how this plant grows, its sensitivity to daylight and shade,
as well as its water and moisture needs. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.